This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Now here we have the shiur, which is the shiur that we are most familiar with, Lagabi, measuring things lahalaka. Kezayis Shomru. Kezayis is neged every mitzvah sachila and every isra achila. So it's matzah, moror. So it's told in the shiur kezayis. Loi godol, v'loi kotn, ala benni. V'ze aguri. This is called Zayis Aguri, type of Zayis, which is a Shir Benni. The Rav is Mitzayin, from a Gemara in Brochas Daf Lamed Tes, that Aguri is Al Shem Sheshamnoi Ogur B'Soichet. It's preserved inside. Most olives, the oil runs out. This one, the oil stays inside until it's processed. Kisayre Shamru. Soire is a din Torah that's negeta tum of a Torah. Legabi, the size of a bone from a dead body that's metam b'magomasa. It's not considered a full dead body, and therefore it's not metam b'oil. We'll see all these halachas in Meseches Eholos. But it is metame tumas meis b'magomasa. And then he needs hazoras paradum v'shivas yomim. So that's has tumas meis. Halachim v'shim Sinai. That's the Shir Soira. Again, the Gemara that we mentioned, that all the Shirim are totally in Peres Eretz Yisrael, this is one of them. Lo'gdoilav lo'gtanel abenni zum midboris. First, I should point out that both of these Shirim is L'chayr Reb Yehuda should have responded by saying, take a godel, take a cotton, put it in water, get the middle measurement like we had the previous mission. The reason why they don't, Soira, they say, because Soira is very small. Azai is not that small, but with Zayis, the Cheshman is because the Zayis will absorb, kachitiva, it'll absorb some of the water. So it won't be an accurate reading. Ka'adasha sha'amru, the Shir Adasha, which is the Shir of Tumas Shrotzim, a piece of a sheretz, a dead sheretz, that is. That's Metame, and it's Metame v'maga, is B'Shir Adasha. Lo'i g'doylov lo'gitane elabennis v'zu mitzvist. The same way a medium-sized Zayis is Aguri, medium-sized Soira is called Midboros, medium-sized Adasha is called Adasha Mitzvus. Kol ha-metaltlin mevienis ha-tumah ba'ivi ha-madeh. This needs a little bit of agdoma. There's a din in Meseches Eholos where there's one oil that's mile over a dead body and over a person or over a kelim, so the oil makes as if they're touching. The shear of an oil, which has a din of a structure, has to be Pesach Tefach. If it's less than that, it's not considered an oil. Here we're talking about a case where a person has a tool on his back, and let's picture him with a long stick of a shovel hanging over his back, and he's here, and it's hanging over him, and the shovel is hanging over the side of a kever. So l'chayru, he's under the oil, but it's not Pesach Tefach. There's a din d'rabbanon that it's be'ive hamardeya, that if it has enough width to be mile, like the thickness of a stick, this is a mardeya, something that you push the animals with, prods the animals. It's not a pesach tefach. The shear is hekefei tefach. That means it's a round tool. The roundness of it, if you take a tape measure and go around, it'll be a tefach. Really, the width of it is not a tefach. The width is a third of a tefach. So since there's a chashash that people are going to mix up hekefei tefach, the rochfei tefach, similar they were goyzer b'chiyai gavna. What were they goyzer on? Legodl lekotn on the mardeya elabenni a mardeya benini ezel benini kol shekefei tefach, like we just said. That's where they were goyzer this din. The lot of raid when you learn a holos, what exactly the gdorim of this din? How far did they take this tumah d'rabbanon of Eviyah Mardeh? Mishnah Tes, here's another familiar shir. Ho Ammo She'omru, Ammo, which is again a lot of different dinim, L'moshel Dalet Amis, L'gabi carrying on Shabbos, and somebody goes out of the Tchum, that he's stuck in his Dalet Amis. Now, actually, there's a sugya in Erevin Daf Mem Ches that says that the shir of an Amma means the length of an arm, is not Ba'amma Benis, what we have in the Mishnah Be'os, but it's, since the pasuk of not carrying is we have a pasuk in Parshas Bishal that says Shu ish tachtov, keep it b'mkoymoy. The mkoymoy is mitlotoli in the person himself, so it's subjective to that person. Also, gabi dalaramis out of the tchum is what's your dalaramis, totally in that person. So So there's a shmuz about that, but a lot of halachas, dalet amos of, let's say 20 amos of schach, and amos of divin halachas of tfanois, those dalet amos are of course objective dalet amos, the amos ben mis. We'll just point out that there's a long suga in Erevin, and some of it is in Sukkah also. There's, well, we just said that an amo is bas shisha tvochim, it's not so partial. The discussion in the Gemara that there's two types of amos. There's an amo of six tvochim and an amo of five tvochim. One loshen in the Gemara, it's a baya verova, one loshen is that you go basa the amo l'chumra. That means l'gabi a shir of, let's say, how far away you could plant from each other, l'gabi klayim, that they consider a taruvis. They will make it a smaller shir, we'll make it into five tvochim. You'll make it six tvachim because you have to be marchik the klayim from the zera that far. Sukkah, you're going to say that 20 amis, you're going to have to go with the smaller one, and you'd be allowed to make 20 amis of an amma bas chamisha tvachim. L'maisa, we don't paskin that way. The Gemara says that's machlek stanoim. We paskin that that an amma is always shisha tvachim. There's another discussion over there. There's a slight difference, what's called a tefach mitzumtzum, a tefach otzuv, from a tefach that's a little bit wider. Like kilu, do the tvochim, the finger widths, that make up an amma, do they have to be pushed against each other? Or it's with a little bit revach, an amma sechekes, it's a tefach tvochim sechekes, it's called. So that's a subject, but the difference between the two is very minimal. So that's the din of amo. Ushte amos hoy b'shushan abiro. The Mishnah says is that in the Beis Hamikdash also we measure an amo, a bigger amo. The Mishnah says ushte amos hoyu b'shushan abiro. There was a room in the Beis Hamikdash that was called shushan abiro, and over there were two measuring sticks, two maklois that we used to measure. Achas al kem zochus tzvaynis. One was on the wall, on the Mizrach Tzvoinis wall, and one was on the Keren Mizrachas Droimis, and they were both bigger than the regular Amma of Shisha Tvachim. Mizrachas Midas, there's a room that was called Shushan Abira. It had a design of Shushan Abira on the outside wall. That's why it's called, but it was really a storage room. So they had these two measuring sticks, and they put them in separate places so they shouldn't mix them up. She'al keren mizrachis tzvoinis, the one that was the first one, ha'isiyisera al shomoysha. The amma was bigger than the amma that's used, shomoysha, the regular deraisidik amma. Chatzi etzpa was a little bit bigger. It was, instead of being 24 etzbois, it was 24 and a half etzbois. Al keren mizrachis droimis, ha'isiyisera lo, that's even bigger than that, chatzi etzpa. So the full measure was 25 etzbois. Nimtzis yisera al shamoisha etzba was a full etzba bigger. V'lama omru achas g'dela, why in the Migdash was the etzba was the amo bigger? V'achas k'tana, and one was the shear of Moshe. Why they just use the regular measurement of amo? Elo she'umnin, the craftsmen that were building the Beis HaMikdash, noitlum b'k'tana, they would make up to tile or repair a certain amount of wall length. They would make up this and this amount of amos, and they would make up this and this price. They would make up biktanu umachzirim bigdoila, and they would build lufid gdoila, because you have to go lechumra. They would have to give hegdash a little bit of them in order that there shouldn't be any chash kadesh levayu l'dei milo. Because if the measurement's a little bit off, and they got a little bit extra for their work, rachwan's like we have a milo. So then the sechomis in the middle, they will make a. They were machmir, they were making on their own packet, and they were machmir on the tzad of not being moil behagdish. We'll just say over the idea, Mishnah's Tiris brings a discussion. This the sugi that we were talking about in Erevin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where Abaye says that sometimes you use a bigger amma, a smaller amma, five tvachim, six tvachim, and you go luchumra. Is that midin sofik? Or that is the way it's avekishtal, that there's two ammois, and the amma goes kefi the chumra. See, Hishtel Su Reb Chaim, Chedush Reb Chaim Alevi Al Rama has similar raid legabe shir shtei sairus. Shtei sairus is the shir of gadlus when a ketana turns into a gdoilo legabe kedushin and other dinim in the Torah. So how do we measure two sairus? What's called a sar? There's a shir that's called kedelok of roshon leikron, kedelikrets pitzipoyin, kishde nitolis bezug, and the Gemara says that depends if you, whatever you're doing lechumra. That means agave kedushin, whether the kedushin will be a good kedushin, you'll have to go lechumra with this share, and you'll go legabe different dinim lechumra, and it's mavur and achren, which Chaim brings down from Chuvus Chasam Sofer, the lav dafka means misafik. It could be that that is the etzim din, that there's three types of Cyrus, and each one is negay wherever it's negay lechumra. It could be Abai means the same thing. Ligol lechumra b'teres vaday. Interesting perspective. The nafkamina, Reb Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Zev and Shin Sam Gimel is Mitzayin, has this type of thing legabe tvochim atzovos v'soichkos. And the shaila is, what would be if they would come out in the same hekif rishus, where in one place the tefach goes, he marshals us a case where a tefach goes lechumra, one case lekulah. Could you use in the same property both of them lechumra or no? If it's midin sofik, so then mamon of shach. It's either one or the other, so you don't have to pull on both ends. Could be that's halachah Moshe Messina, you go lechumra. That's what the Achronim are busy with.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.